This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A large-scale trial shows a coronavirus vaccine developed by AstraZeneca and the University of Oxford stops 70% of people developing COVID-19 symptoms. The success rate announced today is less than vaccines developed by Pfizer and Moderna, which showed 95% success rates, but it is also a cheaper vaccine to make and easier to store, making it a more viable solution for widespread use. Scientists say they hope perfecting the dosage of this vaccine will increase its success rate. The BBC reports the United Kingdom government has pre-ordered 100 million doses of the Oxford vaccine. That would be enough to immunize 50 million people. G20 leaders said on Sunday they will spare no effort to ensure the fair distribution of coronavirus vaccines worldwide. But the group of the world's richest nations didn't get into the specifics on how during a virtual summit hosted by Saudi Arabia. While richer nations plan their vaccination programs, experts warn that developing countries face hurdles that could deny billions of people protection against the virus. Moderna plans to charge governments between $25 and $37 per dose for its COVID-19 vaccine, depending on the amount ordered. That was a statement made in comments by the company's chief executive to German media. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has issued emergency use authorization for Regeneron Pharmaceuticals' COVID-19 antibody therapy. That's the experimental treatment given to U.S. President Donald Trump that he said helped cure him of COVID-19. Dubai's health regulator says that children aged between 3 and 16 could now be tested for COVID-19 by providing a saliva sample instead of a nasal swab. This is VOA News. The first Americans could receive a COVID-19 vaccine as soon as December 11th. That's what the chief scientific advisor for the U.S. government's vaccine program said on Sunday. Moncef Slaoui told NBC's Meet the Press that within 24 hours from its approval, the vaccine would be moving to areas where it's needed most. He said 70% of the population needs to be immunized to achieve herd immunity. And he said that's the goal. That's a goal the country could reach by May of next year. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration's outside advisors will meet on December 10th to discuss whether to authorize the COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use. This was the vaccine developed by Pfizer Incorporated and its German partner BioNTech. Ethiopia's prime minister has issued an ultimatum to Tigrayan regional forces. They must surrender or face a military offensive on the state's capital of Mekele. The Ethiopian army has been battling local forces in Tigray since conflict broke out on November 4th. That's when the prime minister sent the National Defense Force into the area after accusing local forces of attacking a military base there. A blackout of internet and phone communications in the region has made it difficult to confirm a death toll and reports of violence. Tigray is the northernmost of Ethiopia's nine regional states, and the tensions there have been building in the region since September 9th. That's when Tigray defiantly held a regional election after the prime minister postponed the election, citing the coronavirus pandemic. Iran on Sunday vowed to defeat any Israeli attempt to harm its role in Syria, saying the era of, quote, hit-and-run attacks by Israel there was over. This came days after Israel carried out airstrikes on Syrian army and Iranian paramilitary targets in the country. Israel, which views Tehran as its biggest security threat, has repeatedly attacked Iranian targets and those of allied militia in Syria, where Tehran has backed President Bashar al-Assad and his forces against rebels and militants since 2012. Former French President Nicolas Sarkozy goes on trial today, accused of trying to bribe a judge and of influence peddling. It's one of several criminal investigations that threaten to cast a pall over his decades-long political career. Sarkozy led France from 2007 to 2012. He remains influential among conservatives, and he's denied any wrongdoing in the several cases against him. He's fought vigorously to have those cases dismissed. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington.